Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 45, The Final Years in Jagannath Puri, Episode 21, Lord Chaitanya's Ecstatic Exhibitions, Part 16. Taken from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antyalila, Chapter 19, The Inconceivable Behavior of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One full moon night in the month of Vaishakha, or April-May, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to a garden. Lord Chaitanya, along with his devotees, entered one of the nicest gardens known as Jagannatha Vallabha. In the garden were fully blossomed trees and creepers, exactly like those in Vrindavan. Bumblebees and birds, like the Shuka, Shari, and Pika, all talked with one another. A mild breeze was blowing, carrying the fragrance of aromatic flowers. The breeze had become like a guru and was teaching all the trees and creepers how to dance. Brightly illuminated by the full moon, the trees and creepers glittered in the light. The six seasons, especially spring, seemed to be present there. Seeing the garden, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was very happy. In this atmosphere, Lord Chaitanya had his associates sing the verse from the Gita Govinda, beginning with the words, Lalita Lavanga Lata, as Lord Chaitanya danced and wandered about with them. As Lord Chaitanya thus wandered around every tree and creeper, Lord Chaitanya came beneath an Ashoka tree, and suddenly he saw Krishna. When Lord Chaitanya saw Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began running very swiftly, but Krishna smiled and disappeared. Having gotten Krishna and then lost Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell to the ground unconscious. The entire garden was filled with the scent of Lord Sri Krishna's transcendental body. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smelled the aroma, he fell unconscious at once. But the scent of Krishna's body incessantly entered Lord Chaitanya's nostrils, and so Lord Chaitanya became mad to relish it. Srimati Radharani herself once spoke a verse to her gopi friends describing how Radha hankers for the transcendental scent of Krishna's body. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited that same verse and made its meaning clear. Kuranga madajid vapu parimalormi krishtanganaha svakanga nalanashtake shashi yutabja gandha prataha madenduvara chandanaguru sugandhi charcharchataha same madana moana sakhi tanoti nasa spriham. The scent of Krishna's transcendental body surpasses the aroma of musk and attracts the minds of all women. The eight lotus-like parts of Krishna's body distribute the fragrance of lotuses mixed with that of camphor. Krishna's body is anointed with aromatic substances like musk, camphor, sandalwood, and aguru. Oh, my dear gopi friend, that personality of Godhead, also known as Madana Mohana, the enchanter of Cupid, always increases the desire of my nostrils. The scent of Krishna's body surpasses the fragrances of musk and the bluish lotus flower. Spreading throughout the 14 worlds, it attracts everyone, making the eyes of all women become blind. My dear friend, the scent of Krishna's body enchants the entire world. It especially enters the nostrils of women and remains seated there. Thus it captures them and forcibly brings them to Krishna. Krishna's eyes, navel, and face, his hands and feet, are like 8 lotus flowers on Krishna's body. And from those 8 lotuses emanates a fragrance like a mixture of camphor and lotus. That is the scent associated with Krishna's body. When sandalwood pulp is mixed with aguru, kumkuma, musk, and camphor, and is thus spread upon Krishna's body, it combines with Krishna's own original bodily perfume and seems to cover it. Kama devera manakaila churi. The scent of all these substances mixes with the previous scent of Krishna's body and thus steals away the mind of even Cupid himself. The scent of Krishna's transcendental body is so attractive that it enchants the bodies and minds of all women. It bewilders their nostrils, it loosens their belts and hair, and it makes them mad women. All the women of the world come under its influence, and therefore the scent of Krishna's body is like a plunderer. Falling completely under its influence, the nostrils yearn for it continuously, although sometimes they obtain it and sometimes not. When they do not drink their fill, though they still want more and more, and then they don't get it, well, out of thirst, they die. The dramatic actor Madana Mohana has opened the shop of scents which attract the women of the world to become Krishna's customers. Madana Mohan delivers his scents freely, but they make the women also blind that they cannot find their path returning home. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mind thus stolen by the scent of Krishna's body, ran here and there like a bumblebee. Lord Chaitanya ran to the trees and plants, hoping that Lord Krishna would appear. But instead, Lord Chaitanya found only that scent of Krishna's body. Both Swarup Damodara and Ramananda Rai sang to Lord Chaitanya, who danced and enjoyed happiness until the morning arrived. Then, Lord Chaitanya's 2 associates devised the plan to bring Lord Chaitanya back to external consciousness. Recorded July 31, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.